This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Pentagon officials say the U.S. military is communicating with the Taliban while increasing its evacuation of Americans and Afghan allies from the international airport in Kabul. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby told reporters Tuesday there have been no hostile interactions from the Taliban to U.S. operations at the airport. He says U.S. forces and the Taliban are communicating multiple times a day. He said officials hope to have hourly evacuation flights starting on Wednesday. In an interview with CNN, Kirby said Tuesday that U.S. officials believe there are about 5,000 to 10,000 Americans near Kabul in Afghanistan. Kirby told CNN that Americans in Kabul no longer need to shelter in place and instead can make their way to the airport to wait for a flight out. The situation at the airport was chaotic on Sunday as thousands of people gathered there to try to leave the country. Video from the airport shared on social media showed disorder and desperation, including some Afghans clinging to the sides of a U.S. military aircraft and what appeared to be two people falling from a plane after it took off. A U.S. official who spoke to VOA on condition of anonymity Monday said reports of multiple civilian deaths during the takeoff of a U.S. military transport plane are under investigation. The Pentagon has confirmed at least two deaths at the airport. Two armed gunmen fired into the crowds in two separate incidents. Both were killed by U.S. forces, according to officials who say there was no indication that these armed men were affiliated with the Taliban. You can follow all of our stories on Afghanistan and everything else we're covering at our website, voanews.com. You can also download our mobile app. This is VOA News. At a news conference in Kabul, a Taliban spokesman Tuesday vowed to respect women's rights within Islamic law, in his words, and form his phrase, inclusive Islamic government. The Taliban announced Tuesday a general amnesty for all Afghans, including government officials, and urged them to return to work. Pentagon officials say the U.S. military is communicating with the Taliban. The U.S. has declared a water shortage on the Colorado River, which supplies water to millions of people in the American Southwest. The declaration opens the door to cuts in water supplies that will primarily affect farmers in the state of Arizona. Those cuts are to take effect next year. The Colorado River supplies water to Lake Mead, the highest capacity water reservoir in the United States, where the water level has dropped to a level not seen since the 1930s when the lake was first formed. Experts say a warming climate is to blame for the reduction in rain and snow runoff that normally helps fill the Colorado River. Unidentified armed men have killed 37 civilians in Niger. Those victims include 14 children in an attack on a village in the southwest part of the African country, according to Internal Security Service memos and a local official. The attack occurred Monday in the commune of Banebangu near the Malian border, where Islamist militants have massacred hundreds of civilians this year. The government did not respond to requests for comment on the information, which was shared by two security sources and confirmed by a local official who attended a mass funeral in the village. Armed groups in southwest Niger have killed more than 420 civilians and driven tens of thousands of others from their homes in 2021, this according to an August 11th report from Human Rights Watch. The attacks are part of a wider conflict spanning the borderlands of Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger in Africa's Sahel region, where jihadists linked to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State are seeking to take control. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern put the nation on a three-day lockdown Tuesday after a single case of community-spread COVID-19 was confirmed in Auckland. That's the country's largest city. The new case, New Zealand's first in 6 months, was diagnosed in a 58-year-old man who had visited the nearby Coromandel area. It is not known how he contracted the virus that causes COVID-19. Ardern said it will not be known for certain if the case was caused by the highly contagious Delta variant until genetic testing is completed. The area is expected to be locked down for 7 days. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.